think I'm surprised. This is the first time that a former president in the U.S. has been indicted. And I was just looking on Twitter, and one of the first tweets that I saw was from his son saying that this can't happen because this is not a third world developing country. And a lot of the comments that came up were supporters of President Trump saying this is not Africa, which I found to be very curious because we know that in the African context, not many African leaders have actually been prosecuted in the same framework that people are saying this is what's happening to Donald Trump. And so for me, the immediate thought was, okay, so what does this tell us about American democracy? And I think on one hand, there's the concern that if you prosecute a former president, that undermines democracy in some way, shape or form, because this was somebody who was elected by people. On the other hand, if you don't and their crimes are pretty severe, then you start to get these comparisons, right, that American democracy is porous. Right now on the African continent, we are looking at the case of former President Zuma, which is likely to go to trial in the next couple of months for corruption as well. And I've seen sort of these comparisons between Zuma and Trump, that they're both populist, that putting them to trial would cause a lot of unrest. The people that support them will show up on the streets and there will be some disruption. And I do have to say that one of the things that makes Trump much, much similar to a lot of African leaders that we've seen is that he is a populist leader, and that the people that support him are very likely to go into the streets in support of him. So there is that tension with what is the best way to handle the politics around populist leaders. We have a strong following. We have a very vocal following. But that's to come, right? And we've seen with President Zuma's case that even with all of his support and all of the concern that his supporters would disrupt business in South Africa, the trial is still likely to happen. The case went to court and he was found in contempt due to corruption. So there are a lot of lessons to be learned. And I also think the other thing is that the Trump indictment might send some shivers down the spines of leaders who are themselves engaged in corruption, because now their citizens are looking at a modern day ongoing trial. Not to say that this hasn't happened before, but there is something about Trump and the contemporariness of this happening, right? So citizens in Africa and elsewhere are going to be looking and saying, well, what's going to happen to our corrupt leaders? And perhaps people would demand some justice in that way.
Professor Dendere, thank you so much for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa. We do appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.